I was too busy because JC and I had mandate.
We did have a mandate.
Yeah.
This was the... I've been trying to get out to come by to help me get my ping pong table that's been at the store since my birthday.
Yeah.
And I didn't know all I had to do was mention that I was getting a lawnmower.
That's right. That was the tip.
Boom! It happened.
Like, it sparked something, and now he got all excited.
So I called JC the night before. I said, what's up, JC? What time are we meeting in the morning? Because we got to get this thing handled. So he said, meet me at Dick's Sports at 9 o'clock in the morning. I said, fine. We met up there. Well, I showed up. JC.
No, here's what happened. Cause in typical Big Al fashion, you know, something has to go awry. And so I tell him which store it was at, because there's plenty around the city. And I say, it's at this one off this freeway. It's in text, just in case you forget.
He did.
I get there. I walk outside. I get the text from Big Al. I'm here. I'm like, everything's running smooth.
I go up. I said, where does the guy, if this guy's picking up a ping pong table, where would he pick that up?
Yeah.
At the loading dock. Well, duh.
Yeah.
Let me take my truck to the loading dock.
So I tell Big Al I'm inside getting squared away, and he goes, cool. I just told the guy I'm here, and I'm going to go to the loading dock. Perfect. So I get done. I sign the paperwork, and I look at the manager, and he goes, where do you want this? I'll bring it up front. And I was like, no, my man. We already got this. Take it out to the dock.
Can anybody not see this coming from 10 miles away?
And he goes, what dock?
Yeah, that store didn't have a dock. So I showed up at the wrong store.
Yeah. Mm.
So, okay.
And we all told him.
Every time.
I even told you where it was.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Because JC lives in the burbs now, and I just, in my head.
You went to the only one you know of.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
even though we told you which one it was.
The producer told him. Sonny White Cheddar told him. I told him. You told him.
I showed up at the wrong store.
It's fine.
On time, wrong store. So that's 10 minutes away. No problem. I pull up, park right in front. JC wheels the ping pong table. It's on this little dolly. Wheels it out to the truck. I'm backed up right in the door.
Yeah.
People coming and going. No problem. Oh, Big Al, JC, hey.
Yeah, we're strong, man. Here.
Let the tailgate down.
Boom.
I bent down, pick up this damn ping pong table.
Hurt his back already.
It was not going. We could not budge the ping pong table.
I think this
is like the world's heaviest ping pong table ever.
I think George bought me a ping pong table made out of marble.
This is not a ping pong table. It's a King Kong table. This thing. So we go inside to find some other dude. And then some other dude comes out. I said, no offense, dude, but we're going to need a bigger guy. You're not big enough.
No, he helped us.
He did help us.
It takes you down a notch when you feel like a man, and then you can't do something together. You need another guy to do it.
Two of us. And we're not, you know, small guys.
Yeah. But that was out of the way. And then we went to your home.
Then it was on. We went to the Home Depot.
Watching Al walk into the store.
I wore my orange shirt because I knew I was going to the Home Depot and I wanted to fit in.
Yeah.
So
Al's telling me, take it all in, JC. Why?
This is it. Welcome to my kingdom.
It smells like wood. There's tools everywhere. It's really cool.
Love
now Al's like, take it in, JC.
Yeah.
Stop at the front door and take it in. I'm like, no, we're in the way. Let's just go get the dang lawnmower, man.
So we go back and get the, we pick out lawnmowers. And Kelly, they've got lawnmowers from $100 up to $1,000.
Ooh.
I mean, you got your pick of what you want.
No, it's so confusing.
Yeah, because it's not just the lawnmower you have to buy, right, JC?
Right.
Oh, my
God. You
learned
that.
Right.
You got to buy a lawnmower. You got to buy the stuff you put in it. Like you got. He started talking ethanol and oil.
Fuel stabilizer.
Fuel stabilizer. And I'm like,
Yeah, you can't leave the fuel in the lawnmower more than 30 days or it'll go bad. He's giving us a. Greg was very helpful.
My mind was spinning.
And I even learned some stuff that I didn't know. So anyway, I pick out a lawnmower. JC was very, very good. He took my advice. He went with the lawnmower I picked out.
Yeah, you did.
And then we picked out the leaf blower. Then we picked out the hedge trimmer.
Yep,
and we picked out... something else. Weed eater.
The weed eater. Shout out.
Extension cord and all this stuff. So we get it all.
I'm ready for JC's lawn mowing service.
We get it on the truck. We get it on the truck and in JC's car. And I follow him to his house.
Yep.
And we take everything out. We put the lawnmower together, which is nothing, you know, just getting the handle screwed in.
Now I'm thinking Al's going to be like, all right, cool. Have fun. See you later. I'll go inside and I'll be lazy for a couple hours because that took it out of me, listening to what I needed to do. Al's like, no, man, now we get to work.
Yeah. I had my work boots on.
Jump on it.
Had my gloves. I had my vanity safety glasses. And so I put it together and I said, JC, I guess he was expecting me to crank it up. I'm like, JC, this is your lawnmower.
Yeah.
I want you to get the first pull of the ripcord here. So JC cranks it, starts on the first pool.
I thought you were getting one with a key.
Well, I did too, but we didn't.
It is those are expensive.
Truck. Yeah.
Yeah.
My feelings were already hurt with the little amount that we spent.
Yeah, you just bought a new house, it's scary to spend any money on anything.
I was so hurt.
So we get it running, and I said, JC, let's go. Let me show me what you got. And Kelly?
What?
JC,
did it come instinctually to him?
JC has got to be the worst lawn mowing person.
Oh, what the hell?
Seriously?
Really?
He let his people down.
Oh.
Down.
JC gets the lawnmower.
Hold on 1 second,
and,
Front
and
Street
I'm
man.
I'm sorry, JC. I gave him a few pointers, but
I was feeling so good until now.
Kelly, anybody knows that you start mowing a yard on the edge, and you just kind of make a long little strip, and you turn around, and you make
JC in order.
JC just gets the lawnmower and just goes in the middle of the yard
like he's vacuuming.
He
was vacuuming the yard.
Like, JC, what the hell are you doing, man? Y'all do this like this? There's an art to this.
I screwed it up too because I didn't
have
lift
you ever
it.
Mowed a yard?
But in high school, but it was for my teachers.
But
and they already had it set up for me, so I didn't like. I just started.
I would go with no on that answer. Yeah, you did not impress me at all.
I forgot to lift it, and so it was like super short. So
first, he just giving his yard a buzz cut because the wheels are. And I'm like, JC, no.
Yelling at me.
So we bring it back. We raise the mower up a little bit, the height up a little bit. And I was like, oh, JC, go down, just straight. And then he goes down straight. He doesn't even have the doggone wheels on the concrete. He's like grass all on the edge, just sitting there like, ooh, you didn't get me. I'm like, oh, Lord, I got to teach this boy everything.
So you left a tall border.
Yeah. So I finally get him kind of lined up where he's doing straight lines. I said, do the wheels, you know, in line. So it's got to look good.
I thought as long as you just, it's short, it's fine.
And then I get
to look at it. If it's short, it's fine. If, there's a long spot, I'll go over there and mow it.
I get the weed eater, and I'm just kind of going, I'm edging the house. I'm doing my part. And JC is up there just making lines, wheeling it. One line over here, one line over here. I'll come back and get this little spot over here.
JC.
I was not that bad.
Oh, man.
It was not that bad. I thought I did okay for my first time.
I don't want to hurt his feelings, you know, but I'm like, I got to teach him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got somebody got to teach. Nobody else going to teach him. So I said, JC, do it. So we get it. He finally kind of gets the hang of it. And Kenzie's out there, and she wants to learn how to weed eat and stuff. So this is a whole family thing. The kids are out there. And then we finally kind of got a rhythm. And I guess about an hour and a half later, I don't know how long it was.
About an hour and a half.
We got done.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, took longer than I expected.
We did the whole thing.
Kenzie bring out a tall glass of lemonade.
Oh, Kenzie brought some IPA out there.
You excited about an hour and a half every week?
No, I figure I'll get better at it, and it'll get down to about 30 minutes, hopefully.
No. You're gonna spend a good yard. If you do it right, you're going to spend a good yard, a good hour. Because you got an edge around all this landscape.
And then
stuff.
I got done, and I guess all my neighbors, they all have somebody come do it professionally.
And they're laughing at you from their windows.
No, they're not laughing at me.
Their air conditioning insides.
But I look and like, I'm thinking, man, my yard looks good. But then I start looking to the left and the right, and I'm like, but it doesn't look like that.
You'll get better.
You'll get better, dude. You'll get better.
I got little weeds sticking out of here.
You got plants and stuff. Yeah. Color. Yeah.
Yeah, there's color and stuff. It's just my grass doesn't look as neat as everybody else's yet.
But, boy, I tell you what. You set your people back years.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
A couple text messages we're getting. JC acted like he was a pro on Snapchat.
Yeah.
Tell you what, Snapchat makes everything look better.
Because you only have 10 seconds to fail.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But that was fun. Did you enjoy it, man?
I did enjoy it.
Because I tell you what, I really love mowing yard. Now, I did leave before the job was complete.
Yeah, we finished it up. We made it nice and neat.
Yeah.
You know, we went back and went over.
Okay.
Another one from EJ, this text. JC, I think your Mexican card has been taken away. No.
Yes.
It can't be taken away. I grew up in apartments.
I mean, I
grew up in the concrete jungle.
I didn't have the courage to ask what you just asked, Kelly. Was this your first lawn that you'd ever mowed? But it was evident. He did not have a lot of experience. I grew up cutting yards. I
have the courage to ask the tough questions.
Right. Thanks, Kelly. Now knowing that I suck at mowing yards, I want to apologize to all my high school teachers who paid me handsomely so that I could go to prom.
People paid you to cut that?
Yeah.
Oh,
man. Sorry for
We were poor and I was broke, and my teachers offered, hey, come mow my yard and I'll give you $40. I will repay every single teacher that asked for it. My bad. I suck.
You'll get better. You'll get better, dude. You'll get better.
I'll get better. I'll keep sending you pictures every week. Thank you, Al. That was really nice of you to do that.
Dude, it was fun, dude. It was fun.
And thank you to my new best friend, Alan.
Hello, I'm Alan.
For offering to do that for me as well.
Instead, we were at the nursery all day. Oh, we had
baby
some.
Nursery?
No,
at the nursery getting
they were
plants.
Getting flowers.
Oh, okay.
Al, be honest. Was the fact that Alan offered to do all this part of your incentive to want to help me out? Be honest.
No. It wasn't. Dude, you said mowing yards.
Okay.
Trip to Home Depot. I'm all in.
Okay.
Abracabooya! I'm all in.
Alan was ready.
Yeah.
He was ready.
And what happened at Jenna's birthday party?
What?
That made her cry.
Oh.
In a good way.
Happy tears, though.
Something that you may want to do for your friends.
Yes.
This was the coolest. I thought it was super cool.
I know. JC was like, how did you guys do that?
Oh, man. How do you do that? Is it magic? We'll tell you what her friends did for her next.
Win a trip a day every weekday in May on the Kid Credit Morning Show. This week's great prize is a trip for four to Orlando, Florida to stay at Lake Buena Vista Resort Village and Spa, a Stay Sky Hotel and Resort. A whole new experience. Guests can even shop brand name factory stores on the property. The resort also offers a zero entry Pirates plunge pool, complete with a 61-foot long pirate ship and water slide. Enter at KidNation.com for a chance to win. Just enter once. Then listen at 820 Eastern, 720 Central for your name. Be the first to call us back and you'll win instantly. Keep listening, though, because if no one calls back, anyone could win that day. It's a trip a day in May, courtesy of Visit Florida on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.